RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6. Irish Car of the Year, and now European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren Frahill.
Hello, Audrey. Well, Manchester United fans won't want to be listening to the radio this morning because they are out of the Champions League, beaten 1-0 at home to Atletico Madrid last night. They lose out 2-1 on aggregate. And if I'm being really honest, they just didn't deserve to progress over the two legs. Atletico really dug it out last night, and it was a very frustrating night for United, who just looked out of ideas. Caps another very dismal night for them, and their season now all but over, still clinging on to that race for a top four place in the Premier League. And Arsenal look in pole position to get that at the minute. So United, it's effectively over their season. Let's hear from Harry Maguire, and he is a player who, like his team, has really struggled for form this season. And last night he just looked so low on confidence again, although he did speak to the media afterwards and he did defend the harmony within the group.
No, there's no problems in the dressing room. I mean, when you play for this club, there's always reports and lots of media attention. So, no, that's got nothing to do with the result tonight. There's no problem in the dressing room, and the lads are gutted. We gave everything. We're coming to the game with momentum after the victory against Tottenham. So we had confidence and belief that we could come here and get through in the tie. And things went against us tonight, and ultimately we didn't play well enough to go through.
Yeah, Benfica are also through to the last eight. They got the better of Ajax 1-0 on the night, 3-2 over the two legs. The Ajax manager is, of course, Erik ten Hag. He's one of those being linked with the United job, but not a good night for him either, I'm afraid. Now, good night for the Irish attackers in the UK. Aaron Connolly, Callum Robinson, Chidozie Ogbeni and Will Keane all scoring for their clubs in the Championship and League One. Timely, Stephen Kenny announces his latest squad at the end of the week, and I'm sure he took note of all those goals last night. Honeysuckle and Rachel Blackmore romped a victory in the champion hurdle on the opening day of the Cheltenham Festival. Back-to-back wins for the team there. Honeysuckle now unbeaten in 15 races for trainer Henry de Bromhead. And interesting to listen to Henry de Bromhead after the race yesterday, describing Honeysuckle as a never-ending fairy tale. And the stats show us those 15 races unbeaten, 11 of them top-level grade ones. But I think if you just zero in and dig in and look at that performance yesterday, once she went over that last fence, the result was never in doubt. What a special animal, just a born winner. Speaking of winners, day two today also features another very special horse, Tiger Roll, who runs in the cross-country chase. And this will be a special day because the curtain comes down on this five-time Cheltenham winner and two-time Grand National winner's career. Our own Eamon Horan caught up with trainer Gordon Elliott. He went along to Cullintra House armed with polo mints. Have a listen to this.
He's in very good form. He's had a great preparation, and just really hoping the ground turns up good on the day, because if it turns up good, I think he'll take all the beating, and it would be a great last run for him if he could do that. You know, he's a horse for a lifetime, and I've been very lucky to have him.
Well, why is he so good, Gordon? I know that's a very general question, but what makes him special?
I think he wins, doesn't he? He's won five Cheltenham Festivals, two Grand Nationals, but I'm just very proud to have trained him and to be something got to do with him. Win, lose or draw, he'd go home to Jigginstown after Wednesday, and I'm sure he's going to have a great retirement.
And he's a horse that's captured the public's imagination. Yeah. People all around the country love him.
Yeah, it's unbelievable when you see the amount of kids that come into the yard. The only horse they ever ask about, well, not the only one, but the horse the most ask about is Tiger. They love to get their photograph with him and sit up on top of him. And he knows it too. He loves to have polo mint and loves a bit of attention.
Yeah, and who gave him the first polo mint? How did you find out he likes polo mints?
I don't know. Probably one of the girls who wasn't me anyway. But I give him another one now. He's a star, and I'm very lucky to have him.
Yeah, there you go. The secret formula, polo mints. I'll have more sport in an hour.